Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1876. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. I'll let you know how you can send in your own question at the end of the show, but for now, let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life. Today's question was sent via email. Brittany writes, "Hello, I'm a new listener to your podcast. My question, if it hasn't already been answered, is about purified water. I have heard about water in the United States being stripped of all its vitamins and minerals, and I was wondering, is this true for all bottled water? And what are your recommendations concerning this? Thanks." Thank you for your question, Brittany, and I'm so glad you found the podcast. It's actually been a while since I've talked about hydration and water quality, so the timing of your question is great. Now, there's actually a lot of confusion about how much water we need to drink each day. And as you asked, whether bottled water is safer or healthier than tap water. I'll start by talking about how much water we should consume each day. You may have heard that we should drink 8 glasses of water per day. I'll be honest, I do not like this recommendation. The biggest issue here is the definition of a glass. Glasses come in many different sizes. In fact, if you were to open the cupboards in my kitchen, you'll see I have sets of glassware of all different shapes and sizes. There are tall, skinny glasses, short, squat ones, juice glasses, not to mention different sized coffee and tea mugs. If I were to drink a mug of water, would that be the same as drinking a glass of water? Some health professionals will be even more specific and may say you should drink 8 cups of water per day. Okay, this is better. We can make sense of 8 cups because a cup is 8 fluid ounces. So 8 cups a day means we should consume 64 fluid ounces of water per day. Again, while this is an improvement over the 8 glasses per day recommendation, I still have issues with this. This is because depending on a person's body weight, their age, their gender, their level of activity, where they live, and so on, the water recommendations will vary. So the best way to know whether you are drinking enough water each day is to look at your urine color. I know it sounds disgusting, but let's be honest, you're probably looking at it anyway. If you aren't, you should start now. Your urine should be a light lemonade color. So this means there's a hint of yellow. If it's dark yellow, you may be dehydrated. If your urine is clear, you're consuming too much water. Don't stress too much if here and there your urine is too dark or clear. Just try and make sure that it's a light yellow most of the time. Obviously, you don't want your urine to be dark yellow most of the time because long-term dehydration is unhealthy. The reason you actually don't want your urine to be clear most of the time is because overhydrating may lead to the body getting rid of some important nutrients like vitamins and minerals. And you can actually dilute your blood too much, and that can lead to its own set of problems. Now, Brittany, you asked about water sources. This is an interesting topic because here in the United States, our water supply is considered one of the safest in the world. Yet, there are instances where water coming out of our faucets may not have been the cleanest. A couple of years ago, there were highly publicized water quality concerns in the city of Flint, Michigan. In case you weren't familiar with this incident, the water being supplied to the public in the city of Flint wasn't being properly treated and was contaminated with lead, which is a known toxin. In the U.S., the water supply must be carefully treated by local water agencies. This treatment involves a series of highly regulated processes. This is all monitored by the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, along with local water agencies. This system has worked very well for most of its history. Occasionally, there are issues like we saw in Flint, Michigan, where it fails. However, water coming from the tap is still considered the cleanest and safest. When it comes to vitamins and minerals in tap water, these levels vary depending on the region in which you live and your local water agency. In general, tap water is actually low in vitamins, but it can contain some minerals like calcium, sodium, potassium, chloride, magnesium, even some iron and copper. Some of these minerals are natural. Others can come directly from the pipes that deliver the water to our homes. The minerals in these pipes leach into the water supply. Some tap water also contains fluoride, which is added by the local water department. But not all local water departments add fluoride. Now, if you want to know what specific minerals your tap water contains, you can find this information on your local water department's website. They usually post the results of their regularly scheduled water analysis. But it's been estimated that these minerals likely don't contribute much to our overall daily intakes. Now, you may notice that your tap water smells like chlorine or doesn't really taste all that good. This is because the water is treated with chemicals to make sure it's free of bacteria, viruses, and parasites. So, while it is safe to drink, the taste may make you want to purchase forms of bottled water that don't have this same flavor profile. Now, I should mention that chlorine doesn't get rid of the minerals in the water. Other forms of filtration might. I'll talk about bottled water in a second, but there are ways to remove some of those unpleasant chemical flavors. I have added a reverse osmosis water filtration system in my house. I like it because it serves as an extra filtration device. So not only is the water you're consuming from the tap free of disease-causing pathogens thanks to the local water department, but the reverse osmosis water filtration system in my house will then remove some of those chemicals that cause the funky taste. Now, depending on which system you end up going with, as a bonus, it may help remove potentially harmful minerals like lead. Remember, not all minerals are good for us, and lead is one example. Like I said before, lead is toxic to our nervous system. You can either buy or rent these reverse osmosis systems, and they're usually fairly reasonable. The potential downside is that you'll probably end up removing some healthy minerals like calcium and magnesium when you use these systems. But again, since water isn't a major source of these minerals in our diets, it's not a big deal. Now, if you rely on something like a Brita water filter, please know that these will not remove as many of the chemicals as a reverse osmosis system would. Now, what about bottled water? Finally, bottled water isn't as tightly regulated in the US. So this means bottled water companies can use any source of water they want, put it in a plastic bottle, and sell it to you. In fact, there have been instances where bottled water companies basically take tap water, the very same water that we have in our homes, bottle it, and resell it to consumers for a marked up price. In the US, this is perfectly legal. So it's much harder to know the amount of minerals found in bottled waters. So here's the bottom line. In the US, tap water is still considered the cheapest, cleanest, and therefore safest to consume. Most water in the US is low in vitamins and minerals. The quantities of vitamins and minerals in bottled water is hard to know because it's not as tightly regulated as tap water. So drinking tap water is the way to go. Now, if you can't stand its taste, consider purchasing or renting a reverse osmosis system for your home. Thank you again for the question, Brittany, and you can send your question in to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to send an audio question, we still take those. You can do so at oldpodcast.com/ask. Or you can call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And in fact, I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.